The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Alan is trying to give me a hard time this morning. He's sitting right here. He just hit me and said, good morning. Good morning.
Okay. Well, I said you're opening the show this morning.
And I didn't believe you.
Ignored me. I'm just sitting here being quiet.
I didn't believe you.
Hi, everybody. It's Alan Ellis with What's Your Face?
Yeah, that's not sure if she's here or not.
Robin was here this morning, and we said just seconds ago, I said, you're going to open the show this morning. So she decided not to.
No, I didn't believe you.
Okay. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. Despite what it might sound like, we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors here, and we do so every Saturday morning and have been doing so every Saturday morning for 30-some years, and we will continue to do so. So we kind of stay away from all the social issues of the day if we possibly can, but, just try to entertain you with tales of the outdoors, fishing, hunting, crabbing. You know, we do talk about firearms and we talk about things that are happening in that world and how decisions made at higher levels affect us as people who believe in the Second Amendment. But here we are on Independence Day weekend, and Independence Day, has been called the 4th of July. It recognizes the 4th of July or Independence Day for, well, a long, 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 long time. And a bunch of guys got together in 1776 and said, you know what, we got a pretty good thing here, but we went out from under the thumb of our native land, which we fled, and we want to declare our independence from England. And so they did with the Declaration of Independence. So that's what we celebrate today, our independence from being under the control of another country, a self-ruled country. And when I was growing up, we celebrated that a lot. Not so much anymore. Our independence and our freedoms have been, how do you say it, carved away.
They're definitely having a hurting on them right now.
Yeah, no question. So, and it's because of leadership in our country, which is amazing to me, absolutely amazing to me. You know, you have people who claim to represent their country who turn their back on the national anthem and the flag. We have people who, you know, have grown up in the greatest country in the world who feel free to burn our flag and spit on our flag and riot and loot buildings all in the name of what they perceive as freedom. It's sad to see what's going on right now. However, we do want to still say thank you to our veterans, who are men and women who have fought and been wounded and have died in defense of our country and our freedom. And, you know, this is still the greatest country in the world with still the greatest people in the world. We just need to take it back. We need to take it back. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Robin, how was your week?
It was really good.
Yeah?
It was really good. Yeah. Had my grandkids more than usual, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We went and delivered the crab magazine all week, or you did, and I went one day with you, and we drove down to Ocean City. In fact,
that's
it's kind of Sorry, I'm trying to deal with a little summer cold, you all, and trying not to sniffle in your ears. So I'm kind of working on it over here. I apologize. When we were driving down there, you were talking about all that, about freedom and all mm-hmm. that. We saw that place with what was had to be 100, 200 flags.
There in Salisbury.
Salisbury, surrounding this company. And it was so cool, and it was so beautiful. I posted it on Facebook, and I could only get a fourth of the amount of flags that they had mm-hmm. in my picture. But I also noticed that I didn't see as much decorations for the 4th
no.
as normal. And it was really sad to me. Really sad. And
That was Thursday.
And Teresa said, give them a little time. You know, we still got till Sunday. Let's see what happens. But I'm going to ride around this weekend and just take a look and see. Because we saw a couple places that were decorated up, and it was really fun, beautiful, and really patriotic and nice. It just doesn't feel the same.
Right. So, hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
We're getting a little echo here in the headphones.
I'm not getting one.
I am. So I need to turn something down,
I think. You need to turn your headset down just a bit.
Mine?
Yes.
Okay.
Because what's happening is the volume in your headset is loud enough that it's bleeding from underneath the pad and right there by the microphone.
Oh, how's that?
That's to me, it sounds fine.
You sounded fine before. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah. See, I'm getting you as an echo. I can never figure it out. That's all right. Not used to this modern technology.
You just like to hear me more than once.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you know, speaking of decorations around town, you know, one of the big things, one of the big parades on the southwest corner of Baltimore is the Catonsville Parade. And, of course, last year, since everything was canceled, you know, nothing happened. But one of the big, I guess, sights to see is starting usually like the middle of June. People put their chairs out along Frederick Road. And they will use yellow caution tape and tie them together, or in some cases, chains. It was the beginning of June this year that they started putting their chairs out.
So that they would have a spot up front for
exactly,
the parade.
Exactly. Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's the same thing around Catonsville when it snows. There's a little thing where, you know, if
you put your chairs out in your parking spot.
Exactly, exactly. Respect the chair. And I was very happy to see the chairs starting to come out in the beginning of June, knowing that they were going to be there for at least a month.
Wow. Well, you know, I've
never seen that before.
Yeah.
It's a Baltimore thing.
Yeah, that's a Baltimore thing.
Do you know how Chris got started in radio?
No. I don't.
His father caught him chewing on an extension cord.
Huh?
His father caught him chewing on an extension cord. He was that fascinated with all the electronics and stuff. So he grounded him and told him, you know, to conduct himself properly.
And it was a shocking experience.
Y'all are nuts. Absolutely nuts. You know what? We went away last weekend for a night, and then I was with him all day Thursday. Let me tell you all, do you know how many bad jokes I had to listen to?
Oh, that's a lot.
Oh my God! I thought I was gonna blow. It was bad.
There was a show on.
And people keep sending them to him.
I know, that's great. There was a show on vintage radio, and it was like a war of jokes. I can't remember what it was called. But there were like three co-hosts or three competitors on there who would try to top each other with bad jokes. Some of them were really, really bad. And this is back in the 40s and 50s. So, but it was very entertaining to listen to because, you know, if you like goofy jokes, well. Like
dad jokes are always good.
Oh, yeah. No question. No question. So our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, and I'm sure most people are either away or sleeping in this morning. And I don't blame you for not calling in, but if you're listening out there, let us know. Give us an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you're listening from anywhere outside the local listening area, if you happen to be out of town, if you happen to be out of state, if you happen to be out of country, we'd love to hear from you. Every now and then we do this to find out where people are listening from. And it's fascinating to see where people, you know, email or contact us from. We've had callers from New Zealand. We've had listeners who are in Abu Dhabi or Syria or, you know, some of those places. We've in the Middle East. We have listeners who are, you know, in some of the southern states. We know Richard's in Tennessee, and we know John is out there, and we know people have called from Ecuador. We have had people call from all over the country, really all over the world. And, we, you know, this is a great day to do that, our Independence Day, because, you know, here we are in America. We're all Americans, and we can – we're not something Americans. We're Americans. Am I right?
Uh-huh. I agree.
We're not hyphenated Americans.
I thought about it last night, and I was thinking about something to say on the show. Well, probably about 1 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
But, you know, we celebrate this day because none of us would have this. We would be back in wherever we were, or we don't even know what situation we would be in if our forefathers hadn't brought us over here and fought for us. You know, mm-hmm. And that's the truth. And people don't think about it anymore. They take our freedoms and our rights and don't even think of it. They just think, well, this is the way it's supposed to be. But it's a privilege. It's something people fought for us. And we should respect it, and we should celebrate it. And that's just my feeling. Oh, and speaking of emails, I won't get all into it, but I just want to thank Emmett for the awesome email last week. I'm not sure if you emailed him back for me or not. But I really do want to thank him for that awesome email last week.
Yeah, I know. It was an awesome email because he wanted you to have your own spin-off show. We can call it The Hunter's Widow or something like that.
The Hunter's Widow?
Yeah.
I could think of some really good names, okay, but I don't know if I can use them on the air. We have Chris on the line.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mrs. Ellis. Good morning, Alan. How are you all today?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I have a name for your show. It could be Rapping with Robin.
Oh, I like that. I like that, Alan.
Yeah, she could rap something different every week. One week it would be fish, the next week it would be duck breast, the next week it could be...
You take your newspaper and you lay the fish on the newspaper.
Yeah, I like it.
That's right.
I like
That's
it.
Right. In fact, this weekend I am Googling how to sear a duck breast.
How to sear a duck breast.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
How to render that perfectly.
Well, you...
Oh, well, let us know.
You take a sharp knife and cross-cut the fat on the breast, and then you lay the fat down in the pan.
Oh, I know all that. I just want to make sure I do it the right time, the right temperature.
Oh, well, it's always nice to know times and temperatures, that's for sure.
Hot frying pan. Hot cast iron frying pan. Sear it, and then Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Bob's your... Yeah.
I tell you something. I never thought I would like duck, and... I know mine's not probably wild duck when I get it out. I know it's not. But, man, is it good. That's the one different thing I really, really, really like.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of duck hunting before it got so complicated to get a blind sight. And I'd always get a couple wood ducks, and I would smoke them. And my youngest daughter, she would sit down. She'd eat a whole smoked wood duck.
Mm. Oh, that sounds good.
They are really good.
Skin on or skin off? Skin on or skin off?
Skin on.
Skin on. Okay.
Skin on.
All right. We had a caller last week that wanted to know how to pluck a bird. And so did you scald them first?
No, I never scald them. I just pluck them.
Just pluck them.
And I always try to pluck them as early as I can.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then just take a torch and singe off the little fin feathers that are left behind.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's it.
Sounds easy to me.
It is easy. You just falling off a log.
I've done that. So
well,
I would be qualified.
He did call for a reason. We've got to find out what that reason was.
Oh, what's the reason he called?
I don't know.
Chris called. Chris, why did you call?
I just called in general. I came upon something interesting. I guess it was early June. I was where I take my dogs to run. I got three dogs. So I can just let them run free and wild. And came upon a snapping turtle laying her eggs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we looked it up and found out the incubation period, and somewhere around September 8th they should hatch, so I'm going to really keep an eye out for them and see when they hatch, because I know they have a hard time. So if they start hatching when I'm there, I'm going to take a 5-gallon bucket with me and take them to the river.
Got it. Well, I don't know that they need that much help, but you're certainly welcome to try. Do you know that in Maryland the commercial watermen are allowed to harvest snapping turtles?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and, right. And the market is not for necessarily the turtle meat. It is for the eggs.
Really? So,
yep, yep. I need to write an article about that in the Crab magazine.
That would be good.
Yeah. I wanted to do it.
Lived out in Harford County, and he would catch them.
Yeah.
And he would keep them in a tub and feed them potatoes for a couple weeks and keep them in clean water to clean them out. And
yeah.
Then he'd cut them up and eat them.
Yeah.
We have that one restaurant here in town that makes snapper soup.
Yeah. Mm. And you're not allowed to I better check on me before I say anything else. I will check on some snapping turtle regulations here.
I'll look it up. See what happens. Which one you want me to check on?
I don't either one. So.
We need to take
a... This area where I run my dogs, I've seen a lot of turtles there this year.
Right.
And then last year, there's a lot of milkweed. There was hundreds of monarch butterflies flying around there.
Really?
Yeah, it was really incredible.
Keep that area to yourself.
Well, actually, there are some people who go in there on four-wheelers, and they're not supposed to. It's chained up, and somehow they get in there, and I'd like to know how to put a stop to that.
Who's the landowner?
It's state land.
Oh, well, I would say...
It's right along Patapsco River.
I would say Department of Natural Resources at that point.
Yeah, I'll have to
check in touch with them. Get in touch with the local office and tell them where it is and what's going on. So.
I will do that. Well,
sounds
I hope
like
you all
plan.
Have a wonderful Independence Day, and God bless you all, and God bless America.
God
That's
bless
right,
America.
And thank you for an awesome call.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Well, today's a free fishing day. What that means is you don't need a fishing license to go fishing. So what a beautiful day to take the kids and the family and go stake out your spot on the river, or the lake, or the stream, or the bay, and just enjoy yourself. There's a lot of public piers out there you can fish from. And take a day trip, go fishing. Like I said, no license required today. And if you like it, hey, get a license and go next weekend. Why not? Well, the best place to get your equipment and your bait is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They have all the rods and reels. They've got Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick, famous Ugly Stick, Pfluger rods and reels, Penn rods and reels, St. Croix rods, and, you know, much, much more. You can always find something to fish with, from economy to, you know, top quality, whatever you want. Live and frozen bait, of course, fishing licenses, but you won't need one today. But in case you decide, you can get one there as well. Rod repairs and all the terminal tackle you need for any fishing situation. I mean the hooks and the weights and the bobbers and so forth. So they've got the circle hooks for rockfish, the bucktails, the umbrellas and parachutes, and trolling tackle, too, as the water gets warmer and the fish start moving up the bay like the Spanish mackerel. You want to get one of those Clark Spoon Sea Striker Planer combos and do a little fast trolling for those. Well, they've got those, too. You can also get your new line wound on your spools at Clyde Sports Shop. They can do that, too. Phone number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. They've been around since 1957, and don't forget they've got everything for crabbing, too. We'll talk about that later. Clyde Sports Shop. Then, if you're coming to the shore and you've heard our commercials and you've heard our information about Backyard Billy's, what a great day to stop at Backyard Billy's. Right, Robin?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everything that you want for your backyard is there, your deck, your backyard. You know, summer's here, time for cookouts and crab feasts and all that stuff in your backyard, time for grilling on the deck. Well, you want to make your backyard fun? That's what Backyard Billy's is all about. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs. They've got those Adirondack chairs in every color and style, including, you know, Adirondack chairs with crabs on them and that kind of stuff for the Maryland theme. You can see all that stuff from Route 50. That's at Exit 44, Evans Avenue in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. They offer free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. They've got the pellet grills by Traeger. They've got Kamado Joe, which is a grill smoker, and they also have the Big Green Egg. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings if you like to have a little fire in your backyard, and freestanding deck umbrellas. garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. There's another business there called Hearth America. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. And that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All the things I'm missing, good victuals, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, ride. Yeah, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride. Calculating, my true love will be waiting, waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, ride. Ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, rawhide.
Do you know there's a snapping turtle work group in the state of Maryland?
No, I didn't. That's interesting. Snapping turtle work group.
Work group. Okay. And it's $25 for a license. I just found that, too.
Okay. So before you go and just automatically think that a snapping turtle is yours to do with what you want, you should read the Comar regulations, and they're lengthy. So we'll try and figure that out for another day. And that's something I really need to put in the Crab Magazine for sure. All right. So, Chris, any callers on the
line?
Dale
from Easton.
Oh, Dale from Easton.
Hey, Dale.
Morning, Dale.
Good morning, Mr. and Ms. Ellis. I trust you're having a good weekend.
We are indeed.
We are. We're actually staying home.
Hey, Dale.
That's good. That's good. So, you know, every time you play those themes from the old Westerns, I try to think of who used to be in them. A very famous star was in Rawhide that you know, got his start there, I believe. Clint Eastwood.
Yes, Clint Eastwood was in Rawhide.
Rowdy Yates. I think Rowdy Yates was his character.
You're exactly right.
He had Paladin Richard Boone.
Paladin Richard Boone. Yep, I love Paladin.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wagon train. Wagon train had Ward Bond in it.
Ward Bond. And which one was Steve McQueen in?
Have Gun, Will Travel.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, people don't realize that some very famous people got their
that was Richard Boone was Paladin, and his slogan was "Have Gun, Will Travel."
Have Gun, Will Travel.
Yeah,
he had it on his card.
Yep, that's for sure.
That's funny you said that, Dale. I mean, it's not westerns, but I have been watching the reruns of Murder, She Wrote yesterday. Okay, have stuff on in the background when I have the kids here, and I couldn't believe all the little stars I was picking out of there. George Clooney was a waiter on one of them.
Oh, yeah.
It was really cool.
People don't realize what a great, great actress Angela Lansbury was.
Oh, she's amazing. She is.
Her Broadway career was phenomenal.
She amazes me.
Yeah, it is. It's,
hey, Dale.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember? the second question?
No, okay. I have two questions.
She hasn't asked any questions. He's just been talking with us.
Oh, what are your questions?
First of all, my son and I have been doing a little catfishing. Do you or any of your listeners might have an idea of how to keep chicken livers on the hook? They are very effective, Alan, but boy, oh boy, they they don't want to stay.
Captain Dawn makes a little thing out of mesh. And I'm not sure if you put the livers in the mesh bag and ties it shut with a little wire tie or something like that and then puts the hook through the mesh. That's one way.
Yeah.
Stocking, what do women call them? Pantyhose or stockings?
Pantyhose. That's what we came up with. But
yep.
I didn't know if there was anything else that was out there.
Got it.
Actually, the other day when we were around, Alan, the doggone chicken livers outfished the bloodworms.
Oh, No doubt.
Catfish. Boy, they were. Mm.
Yep.
So, I brought chicken livers home to Alan last week from the Amish market, and he tore them up just as much as the fish, yep. I guess.
Oh, I
can
like,
imagine. That would have been a feeding frenzy to watch.
Oh, Alan and chicken livers? Oh, you're not kidding me. You're not kidding. So,
Alan, my second question is, and I can't remember, you had a technique for cleaning catfish.
Yeah. Dunk them in hot water first.
Okay. What? Put some hot water in the sink?
Yep, that's the way I do it. Hot water in the sink, and then they should peel off. Now, that works with bullheads. Whether it works with blue cats, I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, these were channels.
It should work with channel cats as well. They're a little thinner skinned than the blues. Dale, do you remember
You talk about boiling water out or just hot?
Just hot, scalding.
Out of the tap, okay.
Yep. Dale, do you remember where you were 6 years ago today?
Probably sitting someplace in this house listening to you guys.
Nope. You were sitting somewhere with me.
Okay.
We are fishing somewhere.
And a woman walked in the door.
Was that today?
I'll be darned. Yeah, at the Drunken Donuts on Route 50.
That's right. I forgot. Today is the 3rd.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I knew Robin forgot.
I did. I totally forgot.
So.
Well.
Oh, good. You taking me out to dinner
tonight?
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen. Oh, well.
Robin, I'll take you to Dunkin' Donuts. From my observation, there was a little twinkle in his eye when he saw you.
I always tell him, Dale, that's one of the reasons I liked him on the social media thing that we met on, because of the twinkle in his eye. Because he does, or did, it's been kind of dull lately. And not his fault. Not his fault at all. But he had a twinkle in his eye. And that's exactly why I liked him on that social media site.
There you go. Meant to be.
Yep, definitely meant to be.
So anyway.
But you were witness.
I remember at the first encounter.
He had to bring somebody to keep him safe.
At least I didn't hide in Walmart on our first original meeting.
I don't even know why I hid, because you didn't know what I looked like or where I was or anything.
But she didn't want to show up to our first meeting, so she.
Oh, so you got stood up.
I did.
No, you didn't. I just texted you. I didn't stand you up and didn't. I did tell you I wasn't. I couldn't do it. I had to go to my daughter's.
Because you were hiding in Walmart because you didn't want to meet me.
That's true.
I know it's true. Anyway, buddy, thank you. It's been fun, and
It's been a great.
We may have a moment this week to grab a coffee if you want. What?
Yeah,
it's been
a great
6 years.
I didn't know what your schedule was. I'll give you a shout, but we'll get up there. Maybe we'll give the other old he isn't fat, but the other old gray biologist a call too.
Indeed. Thanks, buddy.
We'll see you.
You got it. Have a great
day.
Yep. Bye. See you.
Talk to you soon, Dale.
Bye bye.
So it's been 6 years since I've known Dale too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really cool.
Yep. Glenn is on the line. Good morning, Glenn.
Morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Robin, how are you all?
Doing good. How about you?
Hanging in there.
Yeah. Okay, I guess. Finally got my fishing license yesterday.
Oh,
awesome.
Good for you. So, well, now
you got to go fishing.
Now you got a beautiful day to get out there. Yeah.
It's going to be a gorgeous day, isn't it?
Yep.
Or did I miss something in the weather?
No, it's going to be a nice day. Did you get the storms the other day?
Yeah, we had some storms, and they weren't too bad. But
well, that's good.
It was horrible where we were.
We were sitting at a restaurant on the river.
Yeah, it was a river.
Yeah, we were on the river, and we were right in the path, and it lashed that place for half hour. And
we didn't get nothing, I guess.
Oh yeah, the wind.
I actually got up from the table and moved away because we were by this big 6 or 10 foot plate glass window.
Yeah, Robin thought the window was going to blow in, and I just.
No, I didn't think the window was going to blow in. I was worried about a projectile hitting the window, like that big table below it.
Oh well, that's possible too. That could have happened, but yeah. Anyway, we watched it, and it when it blew over, of course we left, but we went down through East Newmarket. And trees were down and limbs were down, and some woman had a big limb on her car. Or I don't know if it was a woman or a man, but there was a woman standing there. But they got hit pretty hard. And then I was in...
It was a small tornado.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in Taylor's Island yesterday. And, boy, they got hammered, too. I mean, they got hammered. So, you know, we just missed it here. We had nothing... We had a lot of rain, but we didn't have a lot of damage. So.
Yeah. One, the gauges had about 2 inches in it.
Yeah.
I guess all the accumulated showers that we did have.
Yep. And it rained all night. You know, it rained all night Friday or Thursday night into Friday. And, of course, I had to go pick up a truckload of of crab magazines in Dover yesterday and... You know, did that in the rain, but it quit soon enough after that. I mean, it just kind of drizzled all day along my deliveries route, so which was Dorchester County yesterday.
We had a beautiful day to deliver on Thursday, but, man, it was hot.
It was hot, no question. So, all right, buddy. Well, you have a wonderful 4th, okay?
Yeah, good 4th tomorrow.
Yep.
Catch you later.
You got it.
Just have a little request for you. Keep me in your prayers for more.
We'll do that, buddy.
Eyes and on.
Yep.
We will do that, promise.
We'll do that. Yes, sir.
I hope everything goes well for you.
Maybe some of the listeners to the show, if they would, too.
Sure.
Oh, I know they will. We've got great listeners. I mean, super listeners.
Great listeners and folks that will lift you up in prayer, no question.
Great. All right. Everybody have a good 4th tomorrow. And catch you later.
All right, buddy.
Talk soon, Glenn.
Great.
See you, Glenn. Yep. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater invites you to their new location. It's at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. I stopped in there the other day, and something's working. They had like 4 stainless steel steamers in there. And,
really?
You know, that whole display.
It's all gone?
Well, not all gone, but, I mean, it's been depleted to some degree. So people have been really finding that as a popular place.
It's a wonderful place.
410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. And I noticed they have some guns in there now. And they have a hunting department with Hoyt and Matthews bows and a couple of crossbows and more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers and seasoning, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. 410-956-0300, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, the holiday weekend underway, and we are behind a cold front and some refreshingly lower humidity to enjoy for the top of the holiday weekend. We're at 80 degrees today and a couple of sprinkles below average. 50s and 60s are low tonight. And then for the 4th, tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 83. Monday, partly cloudy near 90 degrees and summertime heat and humidity returning Tuesday, Wednesday, early next week with mid-90s in the forecast. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand.
Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Chris had to feed the chipmunks and put a little more of electrical jolt into their cage to get them to run faster, turn up the power. So we are back for a little bit. Any callers on the line, Chris?
Yes, we have Clay.
Let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay.
Hello, Clay.
Hello, Clay.
I guess Clay couldn't wait.
I guess he couldn't wait, So be it. 410 WCBM 680, 410 922 6680. We're giving away a fishing tackle package at the end of the month and supplied by our buddy Tackle Box Tim Sherman.
And everybody who calls in.
Anybody who calls in is eligible to win if you want to leave your phone number with Chris. And at the end of the month, we'll take all those callers and give everybody a number, random generate the number on the Robin's automatic number generator.
Random is what it's called, a random number generator.
Random number generator, okay.
And they're getting their tackle pretty quick. We talked to Rudy. He got his already.
Yeah, Tim. Well, Tim, he gets the name right away. And turns
it right around.
Turns it right around and puts it in the mail on Saturday.
Which makes it nice because people get all excited. So that's really cool.
Indeed. So that number, 410 WCBM 680, that's the rules. Call in, give Chris your phone number, go on the air with me. And you can just say, I wanted to get in the contest. And that's fair enough, and you're in the contest. So 410-922-6680. Oh, my goodness. My goodness, my goodness.
We need to pep ourselves up
this morning. Oh, I'm not pepping today. It's been a long week. A lot of windshield.
He really has. He has been on the – I haven't seen him. The grandkids were excited to see him yesterday, and they're here every day.
Yeah. Well, since last Friday, I've been in every – you and I, but mostly me, have been, I think, in every county except Garrett and Allegheny.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get that far this past weekend, did we?
Well, we went to
– We didn't get
– We went to Frederick County.
Right, we didn't get up that far, I said.
No, we didn't get that far, no.
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. But it's been, well, we have 100 accounts at least, so we make 100 deliveries all over the state. Crisfield was fun.
Yes, Crisfield was wonderful.
Crisfield was fun.
So. I met a really nice guy, and hopefully we'll be getting some updates from his new business
soon. Yeah, you were just a little too enamored with that guy. Just a little too enamored.
Aw, you jealous, baby.
Well, I know you're going to take a trip to Crisfield if I ever, cross over the River Jordan. I know you. I know you.
He was very, very nice. He was just a super nice guy.
So, yes, indeed. But folks in Crisfield are just as friendly as can be. You know, I mean, there's some intrigue there. You know, when you talk to the people, there's some intrigue and that type of thing. But the personalities in Crisfield are just they're very nice people. So, however, you know, we're finding out more and more about the price of crabs. You've seen it on the front page of the Capitol. You've seen it on the front page of the Sun about crab prices. You know, of course, that's the iconic food here in Maryland. Everybody loves crab. Maryland loves crabs, and that's why our magazine has been successful when we focused on that niche. And we've got contacts with retailers, wholesalers, watermen, people that pick crabs and people that sell crabs and you know, package crab meat and that type of thing. And, you know, it's just the story on the waterfront is that there's not enough crabs, just not enough. And, you know, retailers and wholesalers buy crabs from southern states, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Texas, Florida. Well, not so much Florida. There's not a lot of crab in Florida. Louisiana, they buy up from all the Gulf states. They buy from the coastal states to supplement the Maryland crab population. And what seems to have happened is that the crabbers, the watermen, the sellers on the water are the ones that are setting the market, knowing that the demand is high, so they can ask more for their product. And if you want it, you're going to have to pay for it. So that's why, you know, bushel of crabs is $350, $400. That's why, you know, jumbos are $90 to $150 a dozen. So that's why crab meat is so high. $58 I saw
For the jumbo
lump. Yeah.
Clay's back on the line. He got back on.
Let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. It's
sure.
Always nice to talk to you.
Yes,
me too.
Earlier, you played that bumper of the rawhide scene.
Yeah, rawhide. Yep.
And I was reminded years ago when that was still on the air. A girl I know bought a rawhide bra, and I asked her, why? What's it? And she said, well, it rounds them up and heads them out.
Yeah.
I like that one.
All right, Clay, that's a good one. I'm glad you got that
I'm
one
glad
in.
You called back.
Rounds them up and heads them out. Beautiful.
Yep, there you go.
Well, thanks for that.
Have a good Independence Day.
You do the same, Clay. Thanks for sharing. That gave us a laugh this morning.
So long.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. How about that? So, it's time. It's time. It's time. It's time to pull the trigger and get out there in the backyard, get the grass mowed, find a spot for the picnic table and chairs, and, you know, clean the deck off, figure out where you're going to put the grill, and then head to Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture as well, including tables and chairs and picnic tables and that type of thing, especially Adirondack chairs, you know. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. Adirondack chairs are the ones with a round back, and you sit kind of in the, you know, with the arms, and very, very comfortable, very comfortable. You'll find swing sets for the grandkids and tiki bars and for the adults and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. I really want you to check out Kamado Joe for a grill smoker combination. think you'll like that. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these final messages for this hour.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex! Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, there's the music, Robin. We got the commercials in just in time.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Hey, it was nice talking to everybody today.
Yeah, call back next hour or call in the next hour.
Yeah,
everybody.
We'll be back in a few minutes. So, Robin, do you have something
pithy
to say?
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy this 4th. But remember why we celebrate it. It's really important.